Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality, and is about discovering your place in this great universe, from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life, and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the benefits of silver. What is it all about? Is it something that will help us in our health, in our wellness programs? Does it help us to have healthier skin, to be able to digest sometimes our food? Does it sometimes take away some of the energy that we might have, maybe a collection of bacteria or fungi or even these things we say, I just can't get rid of this yeast issue. What's going on here? Many times we say there's so much out there. Silver. I mean, I've been a dental hygienist for 25 years. We've got to get the silver and the amalgams out of our mouth. Mercury, all of these bad things, they're all got to go. Yet we're saying silver is a good thing. Do we really know the difference between the products that we're talking about, the items in the active ingredients, and what is something that's helping us? And how can we see to be able to keep away those things that we don't really want, be able to pick those that are really going to help us in our health, and say those are items I can add in and be able to say I don't need an overload in my body. It's about being able to do a much finer dance, less products, be able to say I don't need something all the time, let my body heal, and how can we just dance through that and not be able to have so many, as we've said on this show before, imprints in our cells, in our biome, and all of our systems where we just seem to always set them off on fire and we end up down the road with something really big and we don't need any of those things these days. Today my guest is Dr. Gordon Pedersen. His book is The Silver Miracle. Why silver is the greatest tool for restoring and protecting health, and also silver and animals, the silver secret to animal health. Dr. Gordon, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. Dr. Gordon, you know, we talk about silver, you know, as I shared at the beginning, you know, people talk about mercury in fillings, and they say, oh, it's a silver thing, and people kind of drag the word silver around like it's almost a collection of everything. You know, we have it in jewelry. We have it in our fillings in our teeth. We seem to have it. Where else is it coming from, in the ground or in the water? And people are saying, I fear it, because it might be bad. How can we cut through and release some of those stories?
Well, silver has been attached to mercury and to other heavy metals when they grind it up and stick it into your cavities in your mouth. So when they want to remove silver from your teeth, it's because of the impurities from the amalgams that they've put in your mouth. An amalgam means a combination of different metals, and mercury is the one that they use. And what's leaking into your body when you have a filling is the mercury, and it's not the silver. Silver jewelry, some people will actually get a little bit of a rust forming, and it's a tarnish on the silver, but that's because silver jewelry is not pure silver. Again, they mix silver with something like copper or with zinc or with something else that is the problem. And silver, people say, well, I just don't want that in my body because I don't think it's been a trusted, useful item in right. medical terms. Yet they find that 42 times in the physician's desk reference that silver is the main ingredient in a product. They have names like Albargan and Novargan and Silvol. And when you have already approved drugs that contain silver in the physician's desk reference, It's gone through a trusted process. The problem you have is people are starting to make it, and have been for years, making it on their own, and they don't follow proper quality control situations in their home. So it's kind of like a story that I was told years ago about people in America when they would have prohibition. Alcohol was prohibited from being anybody could have it. And so a black market survived, and it surfaced up, and they made alcohol in the backwoods of Kentucky and other places. And the people that would drink it sometimes had medical problems, and they would have blindness, or they would have other medical conditions from a product that was made without having proper laboratory conditions, we call it. Well, now we have silver that's way advanced. It's not your grandma's old silver that they made with a 9-volt battery. The silver that we have now is even alkaline. It's not even a strong acid like it's been in the past. And one other safety issue, maybe you've heard of this as well. When a newborn baby is born, they get liquid silver drops in their eyes to protect against bacteria, viruses, and yeasts. And this protection is something that we put in the eyes, the most vulnerable organ of the body at the most vulnerable time in their life. So maybe you've heard of that. Have you heard people do that? Because it's right. Still going on today.
Right. And also, too, I think the idea is that when I really truly believe that all children, instead of having some of these classes about history and all this other stuff in grade school, they need to learn chemistry and physics and quantum physics at a very young age. You know, when we look at metals, we look at the periodic table, we say they're very strong, they have an affinity for, they are very, there's a chemically active, they have, they're ready to latch on to anything. And I think sometimes that's really the problem with a lot of aspects that help us in our health and wellness, is that they do latch on to things. And when they latch on to things, they end up draining vitamins, they end up draining nutrients from our body, they end up coagulating, and they end up taking along sometimes binding with our medications. They end up causing something else in our system. And when that happens, that's truly when people say, oh, I saw it once, and then they fear it all the time. And then that fear sometimes seems to be, I call it like a tumbleweed, it seems to be whatever's in its way is going to collect it. When really what we're trying to do is we're trying to dispel that silver isn't something that is like a tumbleweed and everything in its place is a problem, and it helps with everything, and it's just going to make everything hunky-dory, when in essence it's a product that is used for particular situations, and when you're able to do it, you can say, oh, okay, that's great today. I was able to heal my skin. I was able to see the healing going on. I'm able to maybe clear some things out of my system that don't need to be there, versus saying, sometimes people will say, well, I do it for everything. And in an essence, that's not really what we're talking about today, is it?
No, what we're talking about today is looking at the element silver, showing how it can be used safely, how it can be used on the body and in the body in a very safe way, and the chemistry or biophysics of what it does. It literally steals an electron from a membrane of some of the problem-causing things that we have in our body. And by doing so, it lessens those problems. It lessens them at the cause of the problem, because we live in a world that's just filled with all of these problems in our air and in our water and in our foods. And so silver is a very valuable tool. In fact, silver has been found in every soil type that there is. And so we find it in clay, and we find it in sand, and we find it in every soil or rock there is on Earth. And so the idea that rainwater falls and gets purified by our soils before it runs into our creeks has been suggested that silver is the reason that that water becomes so clean. And then it gets oxygenated as it dances down the creeks. And so when we use that idea that in nature, silver uses it that way, in our bodies we can too, but the problem has been in the past that we have iconic figures that are put on the news like the Blue Man. And he said he got that way from drinking silver. And then when they revealed when he revealed on television how he made his own silver, and it started with a half a gallon of nitric acid, and right. that he would melt his minerals into it, then add a pinch of salt to it, everybody laughed and everybody thought nothing of it and that all silvers were the same. Well, all silvers aren't the same, and the kind of silver he partook of is what caused him to have staining of the fat in his body. Well, nobody that I know of uses silver like that anymore. That's your grandma's 100-year-old recipe. And today, we use techniques that are like magnetic resonance, and we use energies, and we use pure structured water. We don't use the acidic kinds of silver-making processes that they had in the past. And for that reason, we've got a much safer, much more beneficial form of silver.
And it does make a huge difference, too, because truly what we're talking about is silver being used to be able to clear the decks, more so to speak. In other words, whatever seems to be in the way that's preventing healing or preventing you from feeling better or preventing something from being able to really clear your body is really something that we always talk about as an antibiotic. We say, oh, well, it can do it. You know, and it has a target, and what it does is it goes in and it kills something. When things go in and kill something, they sometimes leave behind the debris. So in essence, if we look at it and we say, you know, the plant has died, but the plant is still sitting there, isn't sometimes when maybe certain products can go in, and as they help things heal in the body, they also clear what is there. Isn't that also the truth? And to say that maybe sometimes if we can clear things out of our body, we won't. We're not leaving fertile ground. We're not leaving spots for things to reoccur. Yes.
Yes, and silver is a great tool at helping, because silver it works in a mechanism of action that there's several. It can actually steal an electron from a membrane, leaving the membrane to be no longer working or functioning. It can actually fire an electron. What that means is a silver ion can be actually fired from the source of the silver like a little teeny bullet, and it can rip through certain membranes of certain problem-causing agents. And that's a great thing. Now, leaving the carcasses laying around is something that the immune system usually engulfs, gathers up, isolates, and then removes it from the body.
Right.
And some people have a little bit of a problem with that, and that's shown when people are trying to get rid of some of these chronic problems they've had for years and years and years. Silver is very valuable because silver's mechanism of action not only is that it can fire or steal electrons, but it can resonate or vibrate at a frequency that can dissolve membranes in its path. And it doesn't hurt the good membranes, because our good membranes are made of a double layer of lipid, or a lipid bilayer, we call it. And that's not the frequency that silver resonates at. And that's how it can distinguish from some of the problem-causing membranes, as opposed to our good cellular membranes. So silver doesn't have nearly as much of the problem of leaving behind dead carcasses and those accumulating in the body, because silver has the ability to work with the immune system if it's in an alkaline state. The problem comes when we have this acid we put in our bodies or on our bodies, and the immune system all gets really active and mobilized and comes running to the site. We call it swelling, or we call it localized mobilization of the immune system, where silver has the ability in an alkaline form to keep that from being too overactive in the immune response And so we don't have as much of that problem because silver in an alkaline form works very well with the immune system.
And sometimes, too, when we take certain things, I mean, even this is the case with sometimes with herbs or sometimes with medications or sometimes with drugs or whatever. It has a specific purpose. It goes in and it does that. In essence, truly, what you're trying to say, too, isn't it also that silver not only works maybe for the one particular thing that you'd like to help or heal or maybe encourage some active healing in some area or to clear out some debris. It not only has one like beacon focus, it also generally helps everything along the way and everything going in and everything going out. In other words, it has multifunctions of many different mechanism of action along the way versus saying, I just have one particular action, you know, I'm going to blow that sucker up and I'm going to leave a little debris and I'm out of here. So really, it's encouraging things to work better. It's cleaning up debris. It's also healing. It's also providing a different terrain. Yes?
You're correct. And boy, you say that so well. You make me look so good. And one other point here is one of the chemical principles is that silver can enter your mouth and it can be resonating at a specific generalized frequency we talked about. And it will pass through the body completely, through the stomach, through the intestines, be gathered and filtered out by the kidneys, and then pool in the bladder unchanged. Now, in terms that are technical, we call that non-toxic because it goes in your mouth and comes out in your urine unchanged. So it doesn't produce any harmful metabolites. You see, there are drugs out there that have side effects, and the side effects are that it does something it wasn't intended to do, which is if you swallow a pill and the medication does its job and it goes out there and has its effect, it also gets changed chemically into some other side chemicals, some chemicals that might be harmful for your body. And in so doing, that's why we call them side effects with drugs. Now, an all-natural product like silver in an alkaline form using structured water doesn't produce any of those side effects.
Yeah, it's. I think sometimes people will say, is it as easy as that? And sometimes we say, no, it's not as easy as that. However, it's being in awareness, taking on your body and having a better diet, maybe getting out and doing some exercise so we can bring in more oxygen into our body so that we can also, too, keep our systems running in top shape as best as possible. It's truly a multifactorial process to be able to heal even something as simple as, you know, a bacterial infection or fungus in your body or yeast systems or something happened to your body or some trauma or cuts or bruises or whatever it is. It's not just one thing. It has a lot of spokes in the wheel, yes?
Well, absolutely. And on the top of most of my books I've written lately anyway, I put the essence of wellness. And this supports what you're saying. The word essence is my way of saying you need to have a warehouse of tools available for your body if you want your body to heal itself. And I believe the body will heal itself if you use the proper tools. I like the essence of wellness because it gives people I consult with the ability to identify in one word the principles they need for overall wellness. So I take the word essence, which in the dictionary means the most important part of something. So the essence of wellness for me and for my consult is that every letter in the word essence stands for one principle of wellness. E is for eat. S is for sleep. S is for supplement, E is for exercise, N for neutralized poisons in your environment, C is for clean water, E is for eliminate stress. So essence of wellness in my world is something that is self-evaluated and self-prioritized. You may need sleep more than anything else before whatever it is that you're supplementing with or whatever it is you're eating is going to have the most benefit, because a depletion of sleep leads to hormone imbalances and all kinds of other problems. But if you can evaluate, and I have a questionnaire that I routinely share with people, and they answer 8 questions under each one of those principles: eat, sleep, supplement, exercise, neutralize poisons, clean water, and eliminate stress. And when they evaluate them themselves, those questions then help them understand in summary form which one is the highest priority. And eventually, we want to get to a point where all of them are our highest or our best or our most accomplished priority. So the essence of wellness is a way I help people realize in one word that they're responsible for their own health. And when they take responsibility and account for their own health, now whatever they add to that can be a bigger and better benefit, so the body has the tools it needs to heal itself. So the word essence is where I start.
Let's talk for a second, Dr. Gordon, about how silver can help clear bacteria or fungus or yeast from the body, not only in humans, but also in other animals. You know, I had a vet on the show the other day, and we were talking about homeopathy for, you know, animals. And we also talked about and touched on the topic about, you know, drugs that you give yourself are the very same ones that you would give to an animal. I think sometimes we have this concept that humans have the, it's almost like they have the, I don't know what the word you want us to use, they have it all about this is the drug or this is what's going to fix or that's going to cure, and they think this is what's going to work for them, and they never use it with their animals or their children or their grandparents or whatever else. They don't see how it, the properties of the product is what we're talking about and how it helps everyone and everything. Yes?
Yes, and I love pets. I mean, they're just, sometimes they're absolutely a perfect family member, and we love them so much. So I talk mostly in my book about cats and dogs and horses, and it applies to other, you know, animals like birds and other things, but those are the most important ones that we can use silver with. It's about delivering the silver and keeping it in place for 2 or 3 minutes so that the silver can do its biochemical action. Now, with that, we can take a cat, for instance, and they get those little boogery things on their eyes when they have a problem with their eyes, and they're being invaded by something in their environment or something that they found in a dumpster or ate some bad food. And it can appear in their eyes or it can appear in their intestines or anywhere else. And Right. Silver is a great benefit because silver has the ability to help the animal in a way that systemically they can get a benefit for not only their eyes, but for their nose, but for their mouth. And so it's about delivery systems and keeping silver in place for a few minutes at a time, while a liquid can be put in their water and they can drink it right out of the water every day. It doesn't stay in place for other parts of their bodies, like those boogery things on their eyes, or for some of them have problems with their rectum or their reproductive organs. And so silver needs to stay in place. The delivery systems I like to talk about are a silver liquid and a silver gel, a silver lotion. Even I have products on my website that work for animals that are going to benefit them when we wrap them or when they even inhale silver by putting it in a humidifier. And the cool mist that comes out is now filled with silver, and they can actually inhale it, and it can be on their coat. A spray bottle is a valuable tool. An eyedropper is a valuable tool. So what I'm talking about is how do we deliver silver in a way that we can keep it in place for a few minutes, and the silver gel is probably one of the best things you can imagine right now just by me talking, putting it under their claws if they're a cat, or on some of the areas a dog might have, and maybe a horse is backed into a barbed wire fence and made a little cut, or they might have some problems around their feet, eyes, anywhere you can think about, silver needs to get to the problem and stay in place for about 2 or 3 minutes, and that's why these delivery systems use a little creativity.
And don't you think also, too, what that's doing is it's just creating a healthier coat? Same for humans. It's also, too, sealing up your skin and giving it much healthier texture. And be able to say, you know, it's not, it's really encouraging it to heal as if normal versus ending up with all kinds of scars and pits and everything. You know, in other words, it's encouraging all of the healing on all levels, yes?
Yes, and the issue is, how wise are we to use these tools that are all natural, that are now produced in an advanced way, that are safe, and we need to be creative in the way that we help our body heal itself. These delivery systems may be the best thing to talk about of all. I mean, we even have lozenges that have silver in them so that people can suck on them all day and work with mouth health, you know, all throughout their entire mouth. And so, again, we're being wise in the natural product usage.
Let's talk in closing a little bit about this, Dr. Gordon. Also, too, is the idea that silver is not something that you do every single day for the rest of your life. It's not something that you will do. You will take a bath in it. You will walk in it. You will drink it. You will, you know, put it on your skin all the time. Because then we're kind of incessant saying that the world around us is not safe, and we're forming our protection barrier. It's truly about saying when there's an issue that comes up, perhaps you can look at it a different way, yes?
Yes, and there is also another use, though. I don't use silver every single day in oral form. I don't use silver every single day in gel form. On the other hand, I use my silver non-toxic, all-natural silver lotion every day after I shave, and I use it in deodorant ways where I can put it on my body and destroy odors that are caused from pathogens that are out there. Now, with that said, though, if a person takes this alkaline, structured form of silver, could they take it every single day? Well, they could, but my advice is always that you take it when you need it, and for people that are around a lot of sick people or overworking their voices or having problems on the long term, they absolutely can take it more than just once in a while. They could take it 5 days or 6 days in a week. They could take it for a month and take a week off and then try and start again. So creativity here is based on you knowing your own body, knowing your own needs. And when we get to a homeostasis that's healthy and well, do we have to have all of these supplemental products? Well, maybe some for protection down the road, but not nearly as much as we're using when we're getting to that healthy state.
Yeah, I think sometimes people will say it works and I'm going to overdo it, and they really overdo it, you know. You know, the whole thing with supplements, you know, you can be taking 10, 12, well, hey, 20 or 30 is just as good. And then they're not eating correctly or they're not doing all of the other spokes in the wheel we spoke about. I think it's really about being able to say, how can you find the balance that works for your body to be able to perform at its best no matter what age you're at? And be able to say, I'm going to do the best then. You know, a lot of times people will say, when I work with elders, you know, I need to be able to feel like I was, you know, younger or whatever. I need to move around, get rid of this thing that's inhibiting me. Well, really, in essence, what we're saying is, can we do the best to heal with what we have and move forward? And isn't that truly, too, what you would say about with silver, with animals and humans, is to be able to encourage the body to heal itself, to be able to remove things that don't really believe need to be there. It's almost like, hey, is it time to call in someone to be able to clean house for you for a while? And then you're able to see things clearer, yes?
Yeah, that's a great way to put that together. It reminds me of when I was starting this journey of mine, My brother came up with a disease, and the doctor said, you know what, we've done all we can do. He's going to die early if you don't find an alternative. And so early in my life, even before I'd started college, I knew I was going to help find an alternative for these types of problems that don't always have an answer in traditional medical sense. So I went on and I got a master's degree in wellness. I got a PhD degree in immunology, another PhD degree in naturopathic medicine. I became board certified in traditional medicine terms in anti-aging medicine, and I learned two things. One, the body will heal itself if you give it the proper tools, and two, that there's no single branch or discipline of medicine that has all the answers for everything. And it led me to a place where I continued my education year after year after year so that I could help my family with the problems they had that doctors said they'd exhausted all of their tools, all of their drugs, all of their surgeries for. And in this process, I helped myself discover the essence of wellness. And the tools that we're given that are all natural work so much better when we employ all of the essence of wellness. And so my journey has been for the benefit of my family. And now I'd like people to recognize that you're my family as well. And I have videos, I have a website, and I even have a book or three that are on my website that are free. I have many other books as well. But I think I put three books on there, and if you just click on it, it'll come to you digitally for free. And that's just evidence that this is my cause and that you are my family.
Well, Dr. Gordon, it was such a pleasure to speak with you today. Can you share with the listeners your links and how they can find out more information about your work and your products?
Yes, I'm at mydoctorsuggests.com. Let me spell that for you. MYDOCTOR, then the word suggest, SUGGESTS. .com, mydoctorsuggests.com. And I chose that name because I want you to become your own doctor, suggesting your own issue, your own supplements, and your own eating and sleeping and supplementing categories. We want you to become your own doctor, not somebody else's, but your own, because I've seen patients who know their own body better than their doctor does. I think they need to play a significant role and take responsibility in these areas so that all the other treatments that they're going to bring on are going to have a bigger and a better benefit.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Gordon, it was such a pleasure to speak with you today, because I think sometimes we just need to say, could you just give me something that I'll be able to say, I can start with? It's something that I can say I'm able to help my pets or help myself or my family right now, and this is definitely what we were talking about today. So thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Gordon Pedersen, again, his book is The Silver Miracle, Why Silver is the Greatest Tool for Restoring and Protecting Health, and also to Silver and Animals, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page for more information. And also, too, it is about being able to say, what can you do for yourself and your pets now and get a start on a healthier track and be able to say, I'm going to encourage my body to be able to clear some of these things that just seem to be backing up and just don't seem to be maybe helping me or benefiting me at this time. Work a little bit on having a healthier body, system, skin. Start there. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Till tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.